the world. The pagans have come in and flooded the churches of Jesus Christ. These guidelines that we preach are a threat to their ideal of absolute permissiveness. Love is God, they say, our kind of love. The good guys must go. We're going to get rid of you. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ merely for what you can get out of it, because it's a pleasant way of life, I'm going to suggest very strongly to you that you get off the bandwagon now while the getting is good. You better get off now. The road ahead is going to be a rough one. Somebody's going to get hurt, and it's going to be the good guys. And you better get ready and have a profile of courage that you can manifest even in the face of hostile opposition that you're going to encounter the road from here to the coming of the Lord. Well, the cloud's not without a fluorescent lining. The earliest Christians of Jesus Christ in the early church of the book of Acts, they faced a militantly hostile, arrogant paganism and a religious one the same as we're facing. They had a lot of very determined people in their day, and they were very intent upon their elimination of that third world race of nonconformists, as we must be. But those brave and confident young church people, they grew and they prospered as the church has never prospered in our day or in our memory. They were oblivious to the barbarian acts of cruelty. The believers of that early church of Jesus Christ went blissfully about the business of witnessing for Christ and demonstrating the power of the gospel of God, and many of those good guys were killed in the process. But when they heard that James was killed or Stephen was killed, they didn't count that a defeat. That was a victory. What are we going to count because somebody gets hurt or killed? Well, we may not care to live for Christ in such an environment, but it looks as if you're going to get to do so, and that time is very swiftly coming upon us. You're going to live in a totally hostile environment with bureaucrats and these so-called Christians trying to eliminate our voice, our influence, and even our lives. And may God help you to be caught in the grip of this message and realize we're facing some terrible times, very short to come upon us. Winston Churchill was 66 when he was elevated to the office of Britain's Prime Minister in 1940, a man of destiny who was credited with saving the free world by his sublime courage and heroic leadership that he performed under the threat of Nazi subjugation. And the world rallied around that man and that voice that cried out, "Never give in! Never! Never! Never!" The first day when he was put into that prime minister's office, he made a stirring speech. He said, "I have nothing to give you but blood and sweat and toil and tears. We'll fight them on the beaches and fight them in the air and fight them in the streets and on the countryside." That voice never ceased until Hitler and his Nazi legions and those cruel defamers of all that was holy and precious in the liberty of the people of the world was crushed. And that old man's voice finally was stilled in death. But those speeches and that profile and courage lives on just as Jesus's does. And John the Baptist and Paul's and Joshua and Caleb and Moses and David fighting the giant. The Hebrew children coming through the fire. Daniel coming out of the lion's den alive. Oh, Lord, them profiles of courage in a pagan, hostile society that was intent upon their elimination. They survived, and their legacy of faith survives today in our hearts if we'll rally around the standard of freedom that only can be perpetuated and attained by faith in the Word of God. Amen. Let us stand together or hang separately. That will be our history. Our Father, we bow our heads in you in thankfulness, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you for these ears that have heard and for those that will hear through cassette and video. We pray that God, the Holy Ghost, will anoint this to every heart and soul that hears, and they'll be drawn in the grip of divine power and persuasion to turn them to the faith of Abraham, and all these patriarchs of faith that we have the records of in the Word of God, that we may relive that faith and demonstrate that faith and the courage and have that profile of courage for us and our descendants. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.